This analysis was written by Philip Bump. Is the New York trial changing minds about Trump's guilt? Comparing new polling with polling from January doesn't suggest that many minds have changed. In an immediate sense, it doesn't matter at all whether Americans think Donald Trump is guilty of the charges filed against him in New York. That legal determination will be made by the 12 New Yorkers tapped to show up every day and hear the attorney's arguments and consider the evidence. In a broader sense, it matters very much. It matters whether Americans think their president is a crook, as Richard M. Nixon once put it, and views of Trump's guilt in the New York trial, as well as the other three he might face, speaks to that question. It matters, as Americans consider whether Trump should return to the White House, if they also think that he's a criminal. Polling from CBS News, conducted by YouGov, suggests that most Americans do. But then, a plurality of Americans always did. Trump has long been advantaged by having views of his actions being baked in. Democrats have long believed he is culpable for the things he's accused of, and Republicans have long given him a pass. The probe into Russian interference and the first impeachment he faced as president reflected this pattern. As each investigation unfolded, views of Trump's actions overall and bipartisans were unmoved by new revelations and evidence. Earlier this month, The Washington Post's Aaron Blake noted that there had been an uptick since March in the percentage of respondents in polling for Yahoo News, again conducted by YouGov, who said that they believed Trump had committed a crime. In March, 38% of respondents said he did. In May, it was 47%. But in January, Yahoo and YouGov had asked people whether Trump was guilty of falsifying business records, the crime he's on trial for having allegedly committed. Then, 47% of respondents said he was. A big chunk of respondents said they weren't sure. Compare that with the new CBS YouGov poll, in which not sure wasn't an option. One possible interpretation of the difference in the responses between January and May is that, forced to pick, respondents who are generally not sure of their views are slightly more likely to opt for not guilty than guilty. That would be reflected in the comparison below. The area surrounded by the black outlined box in the first set of comparisons has more orange than green. Among Democrats, most of the not sure would have become guilty. Among Republicans, not guilty. It may also be the case that there were real shifts in views as a result of the trial and the evidence that's been presented. That said, the CBS News poll also found that a fifth of respondents haven't heard much, if anything, about the trial. In the January poll, about a quarter of respondents said they were not sure if Trump was guilty of the crime at issue. More challenging is the finding in the CBS News poll that respondents are split on their expectations of the jury. About half think he will be found guilty and half that he won't. This suggests that half the country will think that jurors did something they shouldn't have, undermining confidence in the result and, by extension, the application of justice. This would not be a new phenomenon, given what we've seen with Trump to date. But being familiar does not mean that it is not fraught.